Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
You're Maury Rydell, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've been accused of stealing a great deal of money online, young man.
Just how much money was supposedly stolen here?
$250,000.
What?
$250,000?
Look, I'm telling you, I don't know any Marvin Plotkin.
He's the owner of Markin Enterprises.
Wait, that's the company that sponsored the computer programming contest.
Tell me what happened at this contest.
On the way in, I heard someone crying.
I've been eliminated from the contest.
What happened?
I made it to level 4, but then I got a notice on my computer that said I was disqualified for breaking a rule.
That doesn't seem fair. I've got an idea. I'll play for you and your grandmother.
Oh, no! I couldn't let you do that.
Trust me. Please let me help you.
Okay.
I'm Maury, by the way.
Carly. Carly Dewana Jekyll.
You need to find this Carly, Detective.
Interesting you should say that. The station got a call from Marvin Plotkin. Plotkin said no one named Carly Jekyll entered the contest last weekend.
She was there, I promise you, Mr. Whittaker, she was there!
Don, obviously something very fishy is going on here.
Ah, seems pretty clear to me, Whit. I'm sorry, but considering the evidence, I have no choice. Maury Rydell, you're under arrest.
I'm glad you're back home, Maury.
Me too, sis. Believe me.
Police custody, not your thing?
No way.
You were only there a couple of hours.
And that's enough to know I don't ever want to go back.
I still can't believe you have to have a trial. I thought they were supposed to be more lenient with juvie cases.
Well, normally they are, but the judge thought in this case the seriousness of the charges and the amount of money involved warranted something more formal.
We're supposed to be back in court in 6 weeks.
Which means we need to get to work.
I agree, but how? If I had my computer, I could find out what Carly did to it lickety-split.
Well, as it so happens, we do have your computer.
Wait.
What? How?
Detective Polhouse agreed to release it to me.
Then he believes Maury?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but he does believe Maury is entitled to a solid defense.
Well, that's great, but the judge prohibited me from using any computer or electronic digital communications device until the trial. A lot of good having my computer does me if I can't touch it. Or any other computer, for that matter.
But I'm not prohibited from using it.
Yes, and with all due modesty, I'm not without some capabilities in this area myself. Between Suzu and me, I think we have a good chance of getting results. What's your password?
I'll write it down for you.
Okay.
If we can figure out what Carly did to the computer, that will prove Maury is innocent, right?
Not entirely, but it'll help.
Here you go.
Oh, all right.
Good grief! How do you remember that password?
Easy. It's my name and IQ in Klingon.
Oh, right.
What I don't get is why Carly involved you in this whole scheme to begin with.
You got me. Like I've said, I was just being kind, helping her.
So of all the participants in the contest, why choose you?
That's a good question. And I hope our research and your investigation will provide an answer. And I'm not the only one who hopes that.
Meaning?
Meaning, Detective Polhouse was both irritated and impressed that you talked with Plotkin about Carly before he did.
So Detective Polhouse wants us to keep looking for her?
Well, you didn't say that outright, but I got the distinct impression that he wouldn't be disappointed if you did, especially if you actually found her.
All right. We got the police's blessing. Sort of.
That does us very little good since there's no record of her being in the contest or even existing.
I don't suppose Detective Polhouse's magnanimity included offering to have a police artist's sketch made of Carly?
No, but I believe we should make our own sketch. And I know just the artist to do it.
Who?
Let me bring up his website right here on your laptop. This guy.
Cooper Art.
Wait.
Yes. Among his other talents, it seems that Cooper here is also good at drawing people.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. I just do cartoons and caricatures, not serious stuff.
Well, it's better than the rest of us can do.
Come on, Cooper, please.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Good.
So Mr. Whittaker and Suzu will do the computer stuff, and Cooper, you and Maury will do the sketch of Carly.
All right.
And what will you do, Emily?
I'm going to pay Marvin Plotkin a visit. See what makes him tick.
Good luck. He definitely won't answer any questions from anyone associated with Maury.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not planning on saying anything about Maury.
So why would he want to meet with you?
Because the Odyssey Owl needs another reporter. Hello? Andy? Emily Jones. Remember when you said you wanted a feel-good article for the paper? How about a story on a traveling philanthropist?
Come on in. Emily, is it?
Yes, sir, Mr. Plotkin.
Call me Marvin. Sorry about the clutter. I don't have a lot of space.
Oh, that's fine.
So you're from the Odyssey Owl, your school's newspaper?
Odyssey Middle School, yes. And we have a big computer club that might like to know about your contest.
Great. Always love publicity, especially when it's free. Fire away.
Okay. So, how long have you been doing this?
6 years.
And it's a mobile contest?
That's right. We go to a small town, really Odyssey's about as big as we get, stay for a week, have the contest on the weekend, and then move on to the next town.
6 years is a long time to be on the road.
Yeah, true, it hasn't always been easy, but most of the time it's fun. And we're helping bring young people and seniors together.
I see. Ooh, that's a lot of pictures.
I call it my wall of fame. It's all the places we've been.
Can I get a shot of you next to it?
Oh, sure. How's this?
Oh, great. Okay, say computer.
Computer!
Okay, got it. Now, I see that you're in all of the pictures. Are the others in them, the contestants?
Yes. Well, most of them. This here is my assistant, Marion Hill. She's been with me a couple of years now. She handles a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, can I talk to her?
No. Unfortunately, she's not in town anymore. Oh. She does the advance work, going to the next stop and setting up things there, along with advertising and marketing.
I see. Well, let's start with a few facts, then. You only do the contest on weekends, right?
Saturdays and Sundays. Sometimes we'll throw on a Friday, but that's pretty rare.
Okay. And you have them every week?
Every other week. We usually take a week off between towns for travel and promotion.
So you have the contest 25 weeks out of the year?
On average.
Okay. And it's all in person? There are no online participants?
All in person. It's more exciting and fun that way. Contestants bring their own laptops and connect to our server, but nothing goes out on the net.
Okay. And how much is the entry fee?
$20.
And the prize money is $250 per day?
Per contest. So, yeah, per day. What?
I was just thinking that by the time you pay for the venue and your employee and the prize and your traveling expenses, you really don't make a whole lot of money doing this, do you?
Well, you know, I make do. Besides, it's not about the money. It's about bringing people together and helping senior citizens.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but still, the math just doesn't seem to add up.
Math? What are you talking about?
Well, let's say you clear $1,500 per contest week. Times 25 weeks a year, that would be $37,500. Times the 6 years you've been doing this would be a total of $225,000.
Are you conducting an audit or something?
No, it's just that if you've made $225,000 the whole time you've been doing this, I'm wondering how you could have had $250,000 siphoned out of your bank account.
How do you know about that?
I have my sources.
Wait a minute. You're not a reporter at all, are you? You're another friend of that Maury kid who stole my money.
Yes, I know Maury. And I'm still wondering where the $250,000 he supposedly stole from you came from.
We're done. I want you out of here right now.
Well, why don't you answer my question?
Get out.
Okay, I'm going. Perhaps we can talk more later.
Don't count on it.
After he slammed the door, I heard him ranting and knocking over a bunch of stuff in his trailer.
Well, are you all right?
Yeah. I was a little surprised that he got so angry so fast, but he didn't touch me. Look.
There is something fishy going on with this contest. Marvin is not on the up and up.
I agree.
Maybe, but I've got to point out that he could have gotten the $250,000 a lot of ways. An inheritance, a gift, a loan.
Then why didn't he just say that?
Well, to be frank, it was none of Emily's business. He didn't have to tell her anything.
But Mr. Whittaker...
No, he's right. We need more to go on than feelings and vague numbers.
Like what?
Well, it'd be great if we could talk to some of the past winners of the contest. See if they've noticed anything strange about it.
Unfortunately, Marvin only let us glance at the list. He didn't let us keep it.
Was a glance enough, Suzu?
I believe so.
Yes! Your eidetic memory, sis.
Your what?
Eidetic memory.
Total recall. She can remember an image in precise detail after seeing it only once.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could draw.
Touché. But the list had names and phone numbers. You remember them all?
Yes. Great. Okay, so write them down for us, and we can all start calling.
Okay, now there's a pen and paper on my desk over there. Now, once Suzu finishes the list, she and I need to get back to work on Maury's computer.
And I still have some touch-ups to do on Carly's portrait.
So, it'll be just you and me on the phones, Maury. Can he use your landline, Mr. Whittaker?
Of course.
Let's get to it.
Thanks for the cookies and lemonade, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, we've all been going at it for hours now. I thought that we could use a little pick-me-up while we present our findings. Emily, you and Maury want to start?
Okay. So, we've called everyone on the list of names Suzu provided, which is incredible, by the way.
Yeah.
And compared notes. And here's what we found out. It's pretty much the same with everyone we talked to.
First, every name on the list referred us to the older relatives or friends they played for in the computer contest.
Second, those seniors have had dealings with Marvin through a company called Markin Financial Management.
Third, all of them have lost anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars as a result.
So Marvin is siphoning money from them.
We can't make that conclusion yet. All the seniors told us was that money mysteriously vanished from their accounts.
Several of them confronted Marvin about it individually, and he blamed it on everything from bad investments to fees and taxes.
He would apologize profusely and charmingly, and the seniors chalked it up to a loss.
They didn't recognize a pattern because they didn't talk to the other seniors. They just figured they were the only ones who lost money.
And considered themselves fortunate that they at least got away with some of their savings still intact.
See, that's the brilliance of the plan. Marvin's not overly greedy. He is a pig, but not a hog, content with taking just some of the seniors' money.
In fact, several seniors said that when they started losing a lot of money, Marvin suggested that they terminate their agreement.
Clever.
So, while we believe there is a pattern here, that Marvin is using the contest to contact seniors, convince them that he's an investor, and eventually gain access to their accounts...
and scam them out of their retirement money, the creep.
Unfortunately, none of this will help Maury.
Detective Polehouse will probably just think I'm working with Marvin.
Why would he think you'd steal money from a man you're supposedly working with?
Polehouse doesn't need any help to not make sense, sis.
Oh, that's enough, Maury. Good work, both of you. We'll take this information to the detective along with what Suzu and I found on your computer.
Which was?
A worm.
No way.
It lies dormant until the hacker activates it on a remote computer. See?
Whoa.
Looks like a bunch of gobbledygook to me.
It's more than that.
Much more.
The worm turns the user's computer into a remote-controlled bot. The hacker can use the computer from anywhere in the world to do his or her bidding.
In this case... hacking into Marvin's bank account, sucking out all the money, and putting it in another account with Maury's name on it.
Right. And once the user, Maury, logs off his computer, the worm leaves a record of the keystrokes. So it makes it look like Maury did all the things the hacker did, putting the blame on him.
Which is why the police found it so easily.
Ingenious. This Carly is good.
And speaking of Carly, how are you coming along with the sketch, Cooper?
Oh, it's done. It's not professional or anything, but I tried to do everything Maury told me about her. Here it is. Does this look like her, Maury?
Yes, it does.
It's good, Cooper.
Oh, thanks.
Very good.
No.
What's the matter, Em?
I have seen her before. Huh? In Marvin's office.
What?
Where's my phone? His whole wall was covered with photos. He called it his wall of fame. I took a picture of it on my phone. Yeah. Right here. See?
That's her, all right.
Only he didn't call her Carly. He called her Marion. Marion Hill. She's Marvin's assistant.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. He said she's been with him for a couple of years, and she handles a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, like advanced publicity. He said she wasn't in town, so I couldn't talk to her.
We need to find her.
She can prove Maury is innocent. Unless she's in on Marvin's scam.
But if she's in on it, why would she use Maury's computer to siphon money out of Marvin's account?
Well, we definitely need to get this information to Detective Bullhouse.
But we've got to make absolutely sure Carly and Marion are the same person. Maury, are you... Maury?
Where'd he go?
Maury!
Brother?
He was right here.
Not anymore. He's gone.
For a little dude, he's fast.
Do you think he went to confront Marvin?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because your backpack is also gone.
Oh, no.
Why would he take your backpack?
Because my laptop is in it. He's gonna use it to track down Marion.
And when he does, he'll be defying his court order not to touch computers.
Oh, Maury!
Mr. Whitaker?
Emily?
Well, I think you should take what we found out about Marvin and Carly / Marion to the police, Mr. Whitaker. It'll be better coming from you.
Yeah, good.
What about us?
We search for your brother.
Okay, but where?
Any place with Wi-Fi connectivity.
Name a place that doesn't have Wi-Fi these days. He could be anywhere from a coffee house to a private home to a business to a factory to Campbell College.
Well, doesn't he have one of your signal devices, Susan?
Yes. My handbag, Cooper.
Here you go.
The GPS signal can track him.
Unless he turned it off.
The GPS doesn't turn off. Here's mine.
I'm not seeing anything.
The range is limited.
But at least we know he took it with him. If he hadn't, we'd see the signal here in the house.
Right.
So we're back to searching for him.
Yeah. We need to split up to cover more ground.
Let's go.
Court order didn't anticipate something like this. They'll forgive me if I find her and set it all right. I just need 5 minutes on the computer. That's it.
Maury?
What? No one's there. Get a grip, Rydell.
Maury?
Mr. Whitaker, how'd you...
What are you doing, Maury?
Nothing. Oh, wait. I know what this is. You're supposed to be my conscience, right? Ha! I didn't know I had one.
Of course you do.
Oh, you're Emily now?
Don't do this, bro.
And Cooper? Of course. No Suzu?
Stop, brother.
Right on schedule. Look, Conscience, I have to find her.
You'll break your court order.
It's against the rules.
No. Use your big brain, man.
Come on.
Don't do it, brother. Please.
Ah, this is so cliche.
It's against the rules.
Use your big brain, man.
Maury.
Who? Who are you?
You know who I am.
I have to do this. Don't you see? I have to find her.
You must do what is right.
Ugh, leave me alone! I'm cracking up. There. That's where I need to go. It's perfect.
Where are you, Maury?
Well, well.
Marvin!
I saw you walking around and thought it was you. Maury's sister, right?
Yes. If you'll excuse me.
You're not going to get rid of me that easy. We need to talk.
I have nothing to say to you.
I think you do. Why are you all poking around in my business?
Leave me alone.
Your brother stole my money, so why are you after me?
Maury didn't take your money.
Then who did?
Who?
Marion! Marion? How do you even... Wait, that other girl, the reporter, Emily. I told her who Marion is, but what makes you think it's her?
Because she is Carly.
The girl your brother made up?
He didn't make her up. She's Marion. She used Maury's computer to steal your money.
Then why are you investigating me when I was the one who was robbed?
Because
why?
Because we know about your contest.
What do you mean? What do you know? Tell me.
No, leave me alone.
Come back here. Stop. Watch out! What happened? Are you hurt? Oh, man. Your head's bleeding.
That was a clothesline tackle. Want to see a flying body slam?
No, no. Get away from me.
Yeah, you better run.
Uncle Cooper.
Suzu, I got your signal.
Oh, my head.
Oh, no.
Oh, my arm.
Hey, listen, look, it'll be okay, all right? Oh. My dad's hospital is just a couple blocks away. Come on, let's get you up.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul describes the body of Christ. God has created each of us with unique gifts and abilities. And just like our physical bodies, each part has a purpose. A hand can't function like a foot, and an ear can't be an eye. But put them together, and the body works just like it was created to work. In today's adventure, each member of the team had a different skill to bring to the table. Emily is a leader and has great observational skills. Maury is a whiz at computers. Suzu has a remarkable memory. And who knew Cooper was such a skilled artist? Each of their different skills made it possible for the group as a whole to accomplish the task. We can do great things when we find a way to use our talents to work as a team. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Rydell Realizations, Part 2, was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Luke Gano and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Preston Butler III, April Hong, Michael Orenstein, Christina Pacelli, Atticus Schaefer, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.